Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you had a good Thursday. I hope you're having a good Thursday night. I'm going to have a good Thursday night. So if you want to hang out with me, you're more than welcome. I don't have no food for you. I don't have no candy. I'm not inviting you anywhere, but you can hang out right here on the radio. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And you're part of the party all over North America. Whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, you could be tuned in right now on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout outs to my friends. You could be on the game. You could be on the loop. You could be listening on the score. I don't know what you're listening on, but I'm happy that you're here. I got friends everywhere. Vegas, Baltimore, here in Georgia, San Diego, Pearland, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Boise, Idaho, Portland. Did I say Baltimore already? Maybe. New York. Shout outs to everybody, WEEI. Yeah, we're everywhere. Hawaii. I miss Portland. I like Portland. I enjoy Portland a lot. Shout outs to everybody in Portland. Anyway, however you're listening, wherever you're listening, I'm thankful for you. We get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed the first hour of the show, it sucks for you. We were having a good time. We were talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. We were talking about Lamar Jackson, and we're going to talk more about Lamar Jackson momentarily, because right now it just really seems that the Baltimore Ravens are just trying to put their best foot forward. The Baltimore Ravens are trying to let everybody know, yeah, of course we want Lamar Jackson back, and I believe they do, but they're playing the media game that they need to. So if and when things don't, or if they don't work out with Lamar Jackson, they can always go, but we said we wanted him. He didn't want to be here. Don't blame us. Blame him. They're setting the stage for it. And so in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson. I'm going to talk to you about some of the upcoming divisional matchups in the NFL playoffs, get you all warmed up and ready for the weekend. And then we'll talk about the Pro Bowl as well. It's just very interesting. We'll get into the New York Giants and the Eagles. We'll talk about Dallas and San Francisco. I know that some people were thinking that maybe there was a reason that the Cowboys kicker missed all those extra points on Monday night. And the NFL, there might be a reason. The NFL is trying to enforce some rules regarding kickers, and maybe that's why this guy, Brett Maher, was a complete bum on Monday. We'll talk about it all. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. We got a phone number. It's connected to multiple lines. If you can get through, good for you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm online. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. You're the good shepherd, right? Underscore?
Yes, sir. The good shepherd underscore. I'm not cool enough where I can get away without an abbreviation.
What's abbreviated?
Well, there's no abbreviation. It's what is it called? Like italicized? I should know this. But like, I'm not important enough where I couldn't just get away with the Good Shepherd. Someone already had it taken, and I wasn't verified in time.
Oh. Well, who cares?
Fair enough.
Who cares? You're the good shepherd underscore. We like you.
Appreciate that, man.
Whoever is the other good shepherd, screw them. I don't care. They could be Moses. I don't care who they are. You're the best one.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, we got a lot to do here. And I want to start off at this point. We went through, and if you missed it last hour, listen on the free Odyssey app. We had a conversation, Stephen A. Smith. He had to apologize. He should have got on his hands and his knees and apologized, but he had some comments about Rihanna not being Beyonce. Rihanna's going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show, and he realized you need to keep Rihanna's name out of your mouth. He learned the hard way. But right now, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson, someone who actually plays in the NFL. Well, he's healthy enough to do so. Something that he hasn't been able to do over the past two seasons. At the end of the season, is it an ankle? Is it a knee? Does it matter? He wasn't available. And we know Lamar Jackson is one of the most dynamic players that you have probably seen in the NFL. He was selected number 32 overall in the 2018 draft, which is the last dude selected in the first round. And he had to sit down as bum-ass quarterbacks were selected right in front of him. Sam Darnold. Baker Mayfield. Josh Rosen. And here he is. He won an MVP. He's been to the playoffs. But unfortunately, things have kind of stalled for the Ravens. The past couple of seasons, his exits have been awful. A couple of seasons ago, the last time we saw him was against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs, and he was concussed. He had to leave. Last year, we didn't see him end the season because Lamar Jackson had an ankle injury. Sayonara, the Ravens didn't even make the playoffs. In this season, about a month ago, a little more than a month ago, Lamar Jackson suffered a knee injury. And, before the playoffs, this man put a message out going, "Hey, I ain't playing. My knee's not stable. Sorry." And people are like, "Whoa, that's selfish." Whoa, this man got beat up by his own teammates. This man got beat up by Sammy Watkins, who hasn't been good in 6 years. Doesn't feel like Sammy Watkins has strung together two games with one reception, and he's saying that, "Oh, yeah, Lamar should play." We got Mike Vick, someone who ran for a living, saying that Lamar Jackson should have just put a brace on and went out there. Who are you to tell Lamar Jackson what to do with his injury? And here's the situation. We know about his contract. He doesn't have one. He wants one of these guaranteed deals like the stupid-ass Cleveland Browns decided to desperately give to Deshaun Watson. Not going to happen. That's what happens when you're desperate. We've had plenty of owners, including the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, Steve Biscotti, basically come out and say, "Man, that was a dumbass deal they gave that guy." Did it help Lamar Jackson's case this year that he ended the season watching from home? No, it did not. And so Lamar Jackson might have to settle for not having a guaranteed deal. Poor guy. He's going to get paid, right? Either way. And if they can't come to an agreement with a long-term contract extension, the Baltimore Ravens can put the franchise tag on him. But he can balk and say, "I ain't playing." Today, the Baltimore Ravens spoke to the media. And they already, and rightfully so, they started to paint the picture of and for Lamar Jackson sticking around. "We want him here. We don't imagine him not being here. We're planning for him to be here." The only thing that they didn't say was, it's up to him if he doesn't show up. It's up to him if he wants out. A matter of fact, don't take my word for it. General Manager Eric DaCosta said, "Lamar Jackson wants to be a Raven his whole damn career."
"I truly believe Lamar wants to finish his career in Baltimore. I just believe that in my conversations with him and just watching him and talking with him and communicating. I think John feels that way too. So all of those things kind of work together for me that tell me that we still have a chance and, you know, that I should be as optimistic as possible."
Still have a chance. John feels that way as well. What, head coach John Harbaugh? The other Harbaugh? The Harbaugh that won the Super Bowl with Flacco? Sure. He wants Lamar Jackson back. Why not? Who wants to play with an unproven QB? Not John Harbaugh. This is what he had to say about Lamar Jackson. He loves him. Loves him.
100%, you know, 200%. There's no question about it. Lamar Jackson is our quarterback. I mean, he's been our quarterback. Everything we've done in terms of building our offense and building our team, how we think in terms of people and put people around him, is based on this incredible young man and his talent, his ability, and his competitiveness. You know, he and I were talking today, too, and the things about Lamar that, to me, stands out, he's an incredible competitor. I mean, Lamar Jackson, all he wants to do is win. I've loved Lamar. Eric loves Lamar. And it's not going to change in the future. So, you know, I don't know anything about the details of the whole thing, but I know one thing. I'm like all the fans out there and everybody else. You know, I'll have my fingers crossed and my toes crossed, and I'll be saying prayers. And I have every faith that it's going to get done. And we've got the best people in the world doing it.
Oh. They love Lamar? They love him? That's fine. Does Lamar Jackson love your back? It's like one of my favorite Teddy Pendergrass songs. Hey, Shep, you like Teddy Pendergrass?
I do not. It doesn't mean he's bad. I just don't like him.
I'm offended.
Oh, you shouldn't be. He just doesn't do it for me. That's all.
Okay. Anyway. It's so good loving somebody.
Who I am sad about? Speaking of musicians,
I'm not gonna sing the song. Nobody wants to hear me. I'm not Teddy Pendergrass. But it is so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
That's true. You know, we did lose a huge time musician today.
Well, Teddy Pendergrass is he not here?
No, I understand that. But David Crosby, that was a bummer.
Who?
David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
From what?
He was an integral in rock and roll. He had the walrus mustache. Does that have the cul-de-sac on top of his head?
I like Teddy Pendergrass.
Got it. You've never heard of David Crosby?
Who? From what? What is he from?
No, seriously. Oh, so he was part of the iconic three-man band Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And it was like along the lines of the same influence of Rolling Stones and Beatles and...
No.
Okay.
No. I know every single person in group that you just mentioned, but not them, no.
What kind?
I like Teddy Pendergrass, but it's okay. To each his own.
There you go.
God rest his soul, that guy with the walrus mustache. God bless him. But it really does suck. And it's amazing when you love somebody and they love you back. I'm not so sure that the Ravens, that the love is reciprocated. Maybe Lamar Jackson says, all right, I might get hurt again. Let me just sign a deal. Or maybe Lamar Jackson takes the approach of, damn, they ain't going to guarantee my cash. I need to leave. The Ravens have deteriorated since this man won MVP. They've tried signing wide receivers. Hi, bum-ass Sammy Watkins. Shut up. They have tried drafting wide receivers. Can they stay healthy? They got running backs. They run the ball and run it and run it and run it some more. These guys can't even stay healthy. Last season, before this prior one, I feel like everybody on the team just got hurt. The offensive line guys are retiring. They're quitting. It's a brand new team. I can't watch Lamar Jackson throw the ball to Mark Andrews anymore. I can't watch that. And what everybody in Baltimore wanted, Greg Roman, he quit. He like, I ain't coming back for this crap. Fans wanted me fired. Team wanted me fired. So I'm going to fire myself. This is what Lamar Jackson wants to come back to? The Ravens have no choice. The Baltimore Ravens have put everything into Lamar Jackson. They've built around him. They have used and abused every element of his physical skill set, but they need to do more. They've taken him for granted. They've taken advantage of him, as they should. He's the quarterback. He can run. He's unique. Use him. But they failed in putting great talent around him. And that's not to say he's an absolutely amazing quarterback. I don't think anybody's walking around, you know, mistaking him for Peyton Manning. He's improved as a passer. Is he the best? No, he's not. But if he actually had better guys around him, imagine what he'd be doing. Maybe he wouldn't be running around blowing out his knee. Maybe his ankle would be fine. And so if they don't come to an agreement, Lamar Jackson will be tagged. And then we got to figure out whether or not Lamar Jackson wants to play hardball. Is he going to say, screw y'all, y'all really don't want me? Or is he just going to say, hey, I'll sign on the dotted line and force their hand? They can't tag this guy more than two times. The Ravens are doing and saying what they need to. We love Lamar. We want Lamar Jackson back. He's our quarterback for the future. We love the guy. They need him more than he needs them. And they know it, and he knows it. So all things considered, whether or not Lamar Jackson is sticking around with Baltimore or he goes elsewhere, somebody's going to pay him. And Lamar Jackson, he's the one who has the leverage. Lamar Jackson holds the cards. He may not get a Deshaun Watson guaranteed deal, but he can push buttons towards pretty much trying to go towards what he wants. And the Ravens are going to have no choice. Otherwise, he's just going to leave. They may have to let him go. They may have to trade him. They got no choice. The Ravens have no choice when it comes down to Lamar Jackson. They are in too deep. It's cheaper to keep her or him. Because if he goes elsewhere, if he's gone, the Ravens will be just swimming in the toilet. Ain't nobody trying to be there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on Lamar Jackson, and then we're going to get into some other coordinators who are gone. Greg Roman is, and there's another one, too. I'll tell you who it is. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, we're playing Rihanna because of the Super Bowl halftime. Yeah, Umbrella. She gonna perform this song. She is. Absolutely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Someone that we are not witnessing perform on an NFL field. We haven't seen him perform on an NFL field for about more than a month, and now we won't see him until next season because he's been hurt, is Lamar Jackson. His general manager with the Ravens, his head coach for the Ravens, they both are singing his praises. They say that he wants to be a Raven for life. They say that he's the starting quarterback, that they want him back. We'll pay him. Because if you don't pay him, then you can tag him. And if you tag him, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to make life easy and just show up. You may have to trade him. It's been reported that Lamar Jackson on the trade market would be worth 3 first-round picks. That's a lot. If you have assets on your team already, maybe it's worth it. We're going to find out soon enough whether or not he still wants to be a Raven. He has the leverage. He holds the cards. And the Ravens, I got to tell you, they got no choice but to kiss his behind. They have built, and it doesn't matter how well they've built it or how much it's deteriorated, they built everything around this man. You better keep him. You better try. I still know damn well he ain't getting one of those Deshaun Watson contracts, and if he wants one, man, he better look elsewhere. 855-212-4CBS. Wally is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm amazing, Wally. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm just getting home from watching my turps knock off Michigan tonight.
No, I saw part of that on television. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a much-needed win. But we're about a month away from spring training. My O's are going to be better this year. But obviously the main topic in Baltimore is Lamar Jackson. So
yes.
My big thing with Lamar is, I mean, obviously he's great. I think the Ravens want to keep him. They had their end of year, what is known as Baltimore, they call it the Myers Bunting, because they basically tell you what you want to hear and they make everything look good. I would love to keep Lamar. I would. But they need to be able to put some talent around him. And the last time they faced this was with Joe Flacco after he won the Super Bowl. Hey, they paid him.
Wally,
yeah.
your phone line is not good, man. I'm sorry. I gotta let you go. The phone line is gonna send me to a new dimension. I'm sorry. He's still here. He's just got to fix that. Huck is calling from Jacksonville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Huck?
Hey, man, a very good Thursday evening, the 19th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2023, to you and the Good Shepherd, my man.
What calendar are we on? Are you using the Georgian calendar? What are you, Julian calendar? Which one?
Well, I use a Julian calendar when I was in the Marine Corps, but it is the 19th day of January, isn't it?
I don't know. I just get up, man. But if you say so, I believe you. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just get up.
All right. So I got a couple quick things, but if you would appease me for the moment, I can sing to you. To be
no,
loved.
I don't want that.
And be loved in return. It's the only thing that my heart desires.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Teddy doesn't approve. But go ahead. What else you got?
I had Teddy's greatest hits, man. I love that. I love Teddy.
I love him, too. I got the album.
Hey, man, two quick things. I would love to see Lamar, and I don't know what the Dolphins got, what they can give away, but I would love to see him come back home to Miami, man.
You want to trade one guy with concussions for another guy with busted legs?
Well, I don't. Listen, I love Tua, man. I do. I love Tua. I think he's a hell of a guy, man. He's a good dude, man. But three concussions in a year. So I'm not saying move on, but, you know, just, you know, maybe make him second string. And I like that Skylar Thompson, man. I do.
Well, if you ask the NFL, it's only, air quotes, two concussions for Tua.
I'm asking you, what do you think?
Oh, man, that guy's brain got rocked three times minimum. What are we talking about?
I feel bad, brother,
for the guy. Like, ain't nobody head supposed to be bouncing off the turf like that. Is he in a basketball?
And it makes me sad because he's such a good dude, man. I spent 30 years in South Florida, man. He's such a good cat, man.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
You know what? We talked about this last night with the top six list. I don't know if you heard it. We had a whole discussion about athletes who stuck around too long. And these are the situations that these dudes know that they get into. I mean, if you are a football player, you certainly know the risks of what it could do to your neurological function as you get older. If you are a boxer, come on. Ain't nobody supposed to be getting hit in the head. I don't care if you got a leather helmet on your head or whether you're just in there with a ring getting pounded with leather gloves. Nobody's supposed to be getting hit in the dome. It don't work out for you.
No, it doesn't, man. And I'm 54. And it was the first time I heard, what was it, last year, 2 years ago, when Aikman came out and said he don't even remember his third Super Bowl because of his concussion.
Listen, unfortunately, he had a nickname in my house. He was Captain Concussion. That's not good.
I know.
Not good. Not good. Yeah. It's sad.
And so just one more thing before I let you go, brother. Yes. Listen, man, I'm 54, like I said, man. I have a hard time shutting my brain off at night to fall asleep. So please, please, I know you're an educated man. Don't be busting out words like pontificate on me at night.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I'm an educated man. How do you figure?
Well, I never heard that word before in my life.
I apologize.
Well, you don't have to apologize. I'm just saying. It's, you know, it's hard
for
me to
speak that. I'll try my best not to use too much of, you know, superfluous words. I apologize. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I don't know.
Well, man, I appreciate you, man. I love you, man. I don't know what I would do without you, my man.
Well, listen, Huck, if it makes you feel any better, there's some places I know in Jacksonville where the only vocabulary I need goes for about two sentences. So don't worry.
I know those places, my man.
Yeah, I know them too very well. But you didn't hear that from me. I just told people on the radio. They didn't hear it either. Hey, Huck, thank you, man.
All right, man. I appreciate your time, my brother.
Well, thank you, Huck, for calling from Jacksonville. Oh, man, I have some. Hey, Shep, do you want to hear my stories in Jacksonville?
Why not?
I can't tell you on the radio.
Got it. That's a hell of a tease for the next segment, then.
I can't. It's not for the next segment. People are going to have to use their imaginations. Hey,
got
let
it.
Me tell you.
There wasn't a lot to do in Jacksonville before Trevor anyway, right?
What, Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
What about him?
I mean, you had Mr. Old Man Brunell. You had Blake Bortles,
Mark
who got
Brunell.
Hot for like 3 weeks. Outside
what
of that,
about
which
Mark
they're in
Brunell.
Jacksonville.
What about him?
I mean, there's not a lot to do but do other things in Jacksonville, if you get my drift.
I went to a Florida-Georgia game, right? And I went to the game, and I don't remember the game. I was there at the game, but I remember the game. But there was everything after the game.
Oh.
On the other side of town.
Okay.
Just a good time in Jacksonville. I should drive down to Jacksonville tomorrow. Hey, Shep, you should come to Jacksonville with me.
Hey, listen, man. We've been dealing with a lot of rain in New York City these days. I would not mind traveling and migrating south, being a young snowbird. I wouldn't mind that at all right now, JR.
It's raining in New York?
That's all it's been doing, yeah. It's been nasty out.
It sucks for you.
It sucks because if you get precipitation at this time of year, you want it to be snow, and the weather just can't get it right. If it's gonna come down with precipitation, well, snow is a lot better than rain.
Right.
We haven't gotten it. We got some flurries one Sunday morning.
In New York City, it snows, and then there's garbage in the snow.
Yeah, but...
And a dog pees? I'm pretty sure you take your dog to pee in the snow. Who wants that?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean...
Does your dog pee in the snow?
He pees everywhere. He pees everywhere, unfortunately.
Oh,
I mean, it's almost like his target audience is like garbage bags, and I feel bad for everyone who does garbage in New York City because they're just talking, you know, touching dogs.
Well, the rats
one.
Eat the garbage in New York, so that's what makes it an amazing place.
And then dogs have no problem eating those rats. It's a scary place to be, JR.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here on Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about Byron Leftwich because he got the boot. We're going to talk about the Pro Bowl captains. We're going to talk about the Bengals and Buffalo, the Giants, and we're just going to talk about everything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got a radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we've been talking about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens professing their love for him and what he might do. Of their offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, is gone. You know, it's a tough way to go. When you have fans driving up to the practice facility, leaving flyers, saying, fire Greg Roman. And at the end of the season, the man quits. Or gets fired, depending on what you want to call it. It's a hard way to go. Fans didn't used to care about the damn offensive coordinator. Now they're rolling up to the guy's job saying that he sucks. You can't leave that at the stadium. You can't chant "Fire Roman." You can't bring in signs saying "Fire Greg Roman." You got to leave flyers at the man's job? It's quite intrusive. Anyway, he'll be fine. This next guy will be fine as well, and he got the boot. You heard Julian Edelman. Tom Brady ain't going back to no Buccaneers for what? Todd Bowles is still a head coach for what? They got rid of five coaches today, including Byron Leftwich, and why not? Somebody has to be the scapegoat, right? Byron Leftwich, he's been here with the Buccaneers. He just became the offensive coordinator a few years ago. He was coaching and working with Bruce Arians. He worked with Tom Brady from the minute that he got there with the Bucs. They won a Super Bowl. Byron Leftwich was getting job offers. He could have went back to the Jacksonville Jaguars, damn it, where he played. And he just got fired. Not completely his fault, partially. The offensive line was garbage. Guys retiring, guys moving on in free agency like Kappa. Jensen hurt. Couldn't establish a run game. Everybody is forcing the pass. Well, what was Byron Leftwich supposed to do? He can't build a wall for Tom Brady, but it was pathetic for them to be one of the worst offenses in the league. And so Byron Leftwich got the boot. He'll be okay. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's talk to KC. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, KC?
Hey, JR, how are you? I'm a fan.
You're what? I'm good. How are you?
I'm a fan. I'm from France. We usually listen to your show every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, where I'm at in France. And if you find you different. So I promise you, once I came to the States, I'm visiting here right now in Baltimore. Once I came here, I will do everything to meet you or talk to you.
Thank you.
My dream come true.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for calling me. And thank you for listening from Paris.
Every day.
Thank you. But let me ask you this. And if it's none of my business, then tell me to shut the hell up. What the hell are you doing in Baltimore? You got family up there?
I'm visiting my brother, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm visiting my brother. He lives here.
Do you like him? Do you love him or do you like him?
Well, I love him. I love him.
Okay, good. Yeah, you have to really love your brother to come from France.
He has a good time. He's a football fan, too.
Good.
He's a Washington Redskins fan, so I'm different.
Oh,
but we love you. I just want to let you know we love your show in France. I work in the kitchen. I'm a cook every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. We can't wait to listen to you because you're different.
Thank you. I love the – well, damn it, I love being different. I embrace my differences. Hey, one of my good friends, his name is Seb. I love him, too. He's from Paris.
It's not too far from here. I'm in Orleans.
I love it. Well, what do you have something to say about the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes. I tend to have an idea about Baltimore. I think Baltimore, they need – Lamar has done so good on his own without the agent. They should tag him and give him a two good receiver, and see what he can do with doing. And find out after that. I think they have to tag him like $50 million, whatever. That will like maybe two years. That will be like $100 million. It's easy money for him.
Yeah,
I think he did good.
He needs a new contract, and you're correct. He needs weapons, KC. Hey, you know, since you're visiting, my French is not good. I only know one thing, and I know how to say a few things in French. I'll share one with you. Je te coupe. You know what that means, right?
Chef de coupe?
Yeah, you know what that means, right? You work in the kitchen. What does that mean?
Chef de coupe. I don't know exactly, but coupe means cut. So
yeah, I'm a cut. Oh, thank you, KC. Hey, Shep, when I'm not on the radio next week, you know why, okay?
Well, I mean, we do have a certain button that we press, and
I don't know what Pootie 2. You know Pootie 2?
I wasn't going to take any chances. Your show is heard by too many people for me to take chances with that. And it's a beautiful language. I just don't want to jeopardize you or...
I don't care. Pootie too.
Oh, God.
Rudy, The Rock. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, God. Oh, the only
Didn't he call people Pootie too?
Yeah, the only other person that's more in your face than Stephen A. Smith in terms of every Rudy single Pooh. Show he's on.
No, Rudy Pooh. Rudy, what did The Rock say?
Not Rudy Pooh. He said if you can't, what was it, if you smell what The Rock is cooking. That's
no.
what he said, right?
The Rock used to say, He used to call people Rudy. It was Rudy Pooh candy ass.
How clever.
And so, what's this guy's name? Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
Who hopefully sells the Washington Commanders like soon. He's a Rudy, too.
Well, he makes James Dolan look like Jerry Buss and Al Davis rolled into one.
Oh, these two, all these idiots got each other on speed dial. They probably sit around in their robes and, talk about, how bad they're treated. Bunch of idiots.
They don't go to massage parlors, though.
That's Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I know.
It's just him. Nobody else, just him. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Ryan is calling from San Diego. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing? I got a couple of things. So I called last week about Lamar Jackson, and I think that he should definitely leave. I think the front office is saying all these things to make him look like a bad guy whenever he does decide to leave. And I might say something controversial here, but I have a real strong feeling that the NFL likes to take advantage of black quarterbacks. You look at Geno Smith, Tyrod Taylor, all players that are on short leashes. Same thing with Brian Leftwich. He just won a Super Bowl as offensive coordinator, and you touched on it as him being an scapegoat for the Buccaneers' downfall when in reality it was Tom Brady's play and the ability of the Buccaneers to not stay healthy. So I think it's in Lamar Jackson's best interest to walk and find a team that has the weapons that he's been looking for about 4 or 5 years now. So it's sad to see him go, and Baltimore loves him, but for Lamar Jackson's career going forward, he needs to go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan, for calling from San Diego. I don't think his statement was controversial, not from a quarterback perspective. If you want to talk about from a coaching perspective, yes. There are plenty of black coaches who don't necessarily get the same chances, opportunities, and they don't get recycled in the same way as their counterparts do. That's not controversial. That just is a fact. Godfrey is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, now. Hey, awesome. I'm going to tell you what. Your show is off the hook.
So put it back.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you what. This is what I want to say about the Lamar situation and even the offensive coordinator situation. Byron Leftwood leaving Miami at this time, and he's from the what we call the DMV, the District of Columbia. V is Virginia, and M is Maryland.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I got a house there. Go ahead. Anyway,
there you go. Anyway, Byron will be coming back home. For him to come to be offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens right now might not be a bad thing. And it depends on how he gets along, or him and Lamar gets along together.
Well, I think we got to do one step at a time here. How about a Lamar Jackson actually commit to the team before anybody starts worrying about who comes in as OC? At the same time, I have heard this. I think many of us have, because it's not some type of secret. I think the Ravens have also said that, yeah, Lamar Jackson, we want him to have input on who the offensive coordinator is. So here you have it.
Yeah, there you go, Byron. Oh, man, Byron Leftwich would be good for Lamar, I believe. Guess what he might need? They are going to need some outside threats, though. You can't just keep on relying on your tight end. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Godfrey, Godfrey, I'll tell you this. They need Randy Moss. They need Jerry Rice. They need, I don't know, fill in the blank. They need them all. Too bad they're old. Connor's here from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Connor, you're live. I don't know where he is. He ain't live no more. He's off the phone. Ah, look. Teams will always try to manipulate the media to get their message out. What the players have nowadays is social media. The players can say and post and share whatever the hell they want to try to counteract. It's no longer a day or age or an era where you're a team and you speak, and if you're a player, you have to get your message out through a reporter, through an interview. You can just put up your own post. There's a reason. This is all back and forth. This is all cat and mouse. This is all about his contract. There's a reason that Lamar Jackson went on social media last week before the Ravens playoff loss and decided to let everybody know about his knee. He has to be transparent because, look, he sits back and hangs out in the cut. People draw all type of conclusions. They will. And whether Lamar Jackson wrote the statement or not, it's all applicable to him. The Ravens want him back. They do not have a choice. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other team participating in the AFC North. The one that actually happens to be in the playoffs right now. We're going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to give you an update that you probably heard right now by now about DeMar Hamlin. And then we're going to talk about the teams that are not going to the Super Bowl and the players that will participate in the Pro Bowl games. Yeah, the Pro Bowl games. We'll talk that. We'll talk some Niners. We'll talk some Cowboys. We'll talk some Giants. We'll talk some Eagles. We got it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.